What's Up Food Podcast
with Rodrigo Torres,
Felipe Esparza hosting,
always hosting,
Rodrigo co-hosting.
Yeah, man, you know me.
What's up, food?
Chilling, play
cousin. Before we start,
what's up?
Also, man, we're thinking of getting a new logo, man, for the podcast.
Have you guys been getting submissions?
Hell no.
I sent you that one, right?
We're gonna have a contest. But see, man, a lot of people, man, they just don't know how to submit.
Why?
Like when we had a contest for my 1 hour special, man, and man, right. Give us a.
It wasn't a contest.
We were looking for somebody to do the album cover or the logo they're gonna put out to promote it. The poster.
The posters and shit?
The 1 hour special poster. So a lot of people were submitting their best friends and a lot of people who say, man, if you could do Photoshop and you could do posters, you could do flyers, cool, man. But have a webpage, you know, somewhere to get a hold of you. Don't just fucking email me and go, yeah, it's my number, man.
Underground in some bunker
somewhere.
I gotta
go to your house.
In a panic room.
In a bunker somewhere. You're living off the grid. How are we going to find you, man?
You're going to find him around the corner from Fred Stoller.
A lot of people want to do the poster, but all they do is flyers, bro. I'm done with flyers. I could do a flyer now.
Anybody could do a flyer. But do they ask you to submit it? And they ask you for the address so they can send it to you, man, by mail?
That reminds me when Gabriel Iglesias and I were working with Luke Torres.
Oh, shit. The good old Luke Torres.
And me and Gabriel Iglesias thought we were going to kill it, bro, and make that fool work.
Fuck this guy.
Yeah. It is the second time we said that.
And,
it didn't,
shit.
And it didn't happen.
Do tell.
We both do 10, 15 minutes, and that fool had to do 45. So, man, we try to kill it, bro, like stomping, yelling out Spanish words. And we killed it. This fool does 30. We'll do an hour. Does 30. All right, of good comedy, you know, good comedy. Luke Torres. And then the curtain drops. A full-on heavy metal band behind him, bro.
Oh, and you guys were doing it when he first started pulling that shit off.
Yeah.
He's a musician, too.
Doing it the first time he did it, and he impersonated 10 different singers, bro.
Axl Rose.
When that fool put on a wig and put it to the side with a beanie, and put on this ugly-ass sweater, and just put his head down, bro.
Fucking lithium, man.
And started doing Nirvana, bro.
Smells like Teen Spirit.
Yeah. It was good, though.
Dude, he's a class icon, fool.
Yeah, so, fool, they had a tour bus, or tour van. And I was thinking, bro, me and Gabriel are making $200.
Fucking echo lining.
You and Gabriel are making $200 for that gig, you know?
For broad production.
And it was, and the headliner never made that much, more than 800.
Right.
I don't know what kind of deal he pulled, but man, he had a full Las Vegas show.
A rider and everything.
But it was a full Las Vegas, man, it was like lights, ta-ta.
Shut up.
He did Mick Jagger, dude. This fool even did Tina Turner.
What's a Tina Turner song, fool?
The wheels keep on turning. I can't keep on turning.
Oh. Yeah, that one, dude.
Shut up, fool.
So he killed it.
Destroyed, fool?
Destroyed. So Gabriel and I were outside hanging out with him, thinking that he killed, huh? instead of him now doing well after us, he made us groupies, bro.
The powerful.
That's the worst, you know? When you're trying to outdo the headliner, but you end up being his groupie at the end. So that's the second time that happened to us.
What was the first time, fool?
Well, I'm still trying to get to about people making flyers.
Oh, okay.
So we're hanging out with this fool, and this guy, like a road manager, whatever his name is, he walked up to me and goes, yeah, man, you guys were really funny, man. You guys should make some business. If you guys have any business cards or flyers or posters or banners, you know, someone to get the word out there, man. I'll do it for you guys. All right, man. You have a card or something? Nah.
It's like a guy trying to sell guns with no ammo.
He had nothing. Nothing.
Nothing.
So the first time we were in San Diego, Gabriel and I, we drive over there to La Jolla Comedy Store.
Oh, damn.
I was going to open this time. And we were going to work with Frank Manzano.
shit.
Yesterday, I reclaimed the Alamo. Look him up on YouTube if you can. Frank Manzano.
Latino legend.
And that's where he used to work with Paul Rodriguez.
Hell yeah.
He must have started like 5 years after Paul Rodriguez because look up Frank Manzano, comedian from San Diego. I Googled that fool last time. And all I could find from him was a flyer from 1988.
God damn.
Doing a comedy aisle in San Diego. It was like a little side room that the improv used to have to compete with La Jolla Comedy Store.
Like a stage two type shit?
Yeah, but a nice room, bro.
Really?
And I did that one time with Willie. It was the comedy aisle. It was in the Mission Bay of San Diego by the roller coaster.
A good little district.
Fool. They used to give you a nice little room. When you open up your room, you can walk to the beach.
Really?
Like you open up your door and you could just walk to the sand. You don't even hit the sidewalk, bro. You hit sand.
Beachfront.
It was part of the hotel. And you just walk to the beach. There's people walking around there. At night. It's cool, man.
I bet.
Yeah, man. Sometimes, motherfucker, I need to get out here, man.
Have you found that shit?
Never, but tell them what happened, bro.
Oh, my God.
Lisa and I were on a little vacation. It was my birthday 2 years ago. We were staying at the Sheraton somewhere in San Diego. At Mission Bay also, right?
Yeah. Is that what it's called?
Where? In San Diego.
You guys went there for like a weekend, and Felipe found this thing on Instagram, some brother like.
He's all happy. Bahia Resort in San Diego, that place has also, the day I was staying there, there was a lot of people that from a tech company having a vacation there. A bunch of nerds, bro. the real Silicon Valley.
Uh-huh.
They were playing frisbee golf, all that shit. Bullshit. So I always like to search where I'm at.
A little hashtags
on Instagram
shit.
To see what other people thought about it. So then I found this African-American man from Inglewood, Wilmington, or Carson. And he's like smoking. You know, he just finished smoking a blunt.
He was smoking a blunt.
And he's chilling in the same spot I was. On the patio, man, looking at the ocean, you know, from the Pacific Ocean, from San Diego. And people walking around, families. He said, man, San Diego, man. Yo. Sometimes motherfucker needs to get out, man. Get out of the hood, man. It was good, huh?
Nah, he's just happy, dude.
Oh, doing it, bro. What did he say?
He just said, doing it, man. Just sometimes, and I'm paraphrase quoting here. Sometimes niggas need shit like this so they don't be doing shit out there.
Yeah, man. Doing it, man. So that's the word, man. Doing it.
What?
You're just not shining no more, man. You're doing it, bro.
It's also, too, like...
Doing it means, like, you're at the spot where you're feeling good, you're having fun. It's not going to ever get better than this.
You're not sitting there in a hot-ass apartment off 134th Street.
Oh, man, that's the worst, man. When you're... when I used to live at the Denby, and you used to come over, bro, with 100 degrees. motherfucker.
You have to be outside on the couch, fool.
Who said you want to get high? Oh shit!
Sitting there with attitude.
It's how ghetto it got in that little dip spot. It was a little studio I lived in, man. There was mushrooms growing out of the bathroom.
Fucking moat. It was a loo. Your old joke.
It was yeah, man. You can't even have a loo on that place. All you have a loo. So
good times.
Good times, man. I don't know. I totally forgot that somebody gave me a couch. And I put it in the back.
Yeah, you had it for a while.
We're
dude.
Lounging now, looking at the star, looking at another building.
Yeah, dude, there was a lot of cool ass little stories. Then you had a little jungle back there when that fool wouldn't cut the grass.
It was a big jungle.
I'm like, hey, fool, you gonna cut? I ain't gonna cut it, dog.
mi selva.
Remember that one time he started cutting it, but with one of those Grim Reaper fucking things? What did it look? Yeah. I was like, oh my
hit
God.
A sickle.
Yeah, I was like, what the fuck, dude?
That fool's a pervert, huh?
Oh, and I always check. it's not like a dick bringing up shit, but I always check out the chicks walking in there.
Hell yeah, bro. Not by me,
how about when that fool was trying to charge me, Ivan, and Vinny, dog?
To go
into the back. He would put out his hand like this, and he would put his elbow on the gate. I was like, Felipe already pays rent. I was like, fuck this guy. We had to call him. He's like, oh, don't pay attention to that fool, dog. I was like, I don't know.
That fool's loaded, dog.
Oh, dude, always drinking that cheap ass. What was he
cheap
drinking?
Cheap ass beer, bro.
Dude, like, not even Schlitz. Some nasty ass shit.
That fool was working, bro, for JVC.
Really, fool? Hey, remember that one the time we seen his daughter at fucking the Red Lion and she tried to ignore us, dog? And then we started bringing up shit about her dad, and she like took off.
Oh yeah, she was sitting there with her friends, bro, all in college now and shit.
Yeah, but another time she was on a date. Fool.
On a date, huh? All I gotta do is this, eh?
And this was
that's all she heard, eh? Her, I can't believe they would rent a room to a motherfucker like me, having a daughter in junior high school or high school right next to my room, man.
Greed.
American
greed.
And it was an unsanctioned back room, by the way. It was not on the books.
I'll fucking call the building department on these motherfuckers, dog.
So whenever I had sex and tore someone up, I know the daughter heard, bro. Oh, and then when I was a crackhead talking to myself, she thought I was crazy. She was all embarrassed, huh?
Oh, my God, dude.
Her hands were as big as her dad's, bro.
That fool had some big ass. When he had, like, a size 15 shoe, I was like,
He was fucking 5'11", bro. Not even that tall.
But he was, like, weird thick, huh, fool. He wasn't fat. He was just, like, big bone type shit, dude.
His little ass wife, Dr. Rio, por favor. For when I burned the house down?
They fucking the chronicles of the
How could they never kick me out, bro? I burned the house down.
Fool, because they wanted the rent money once a month, fool.
The rent was coming on time, bro.
And remember they raised the rent on you, fool?
No problem, bro. Okay, I'll pay $300.
Where am I going to go?
I'll pay $295, bro.
Yeah, dog.
Fucking $295 just for rent. It was a cool little spot until I fucked it all up. I have my little garden, a little kitchen.
Yeah, dude, but it's like, if you're renting that shit, you know motherfuckers are going to make noise. Why are you banging on the fucking door? Just cause it's like, dude, it got retarded for when that lady would come up to the fence and then come up to your door. That's stupid, dog, but whatever, dog. No problem, I'll pay $300. Because they couldn't evict
you. I was paying like $295, $275 in the beginning. I was like, when I was looking for a place to live, I was like, fuck, yeah, this place is fucking cheap. What's wrong with it? So I go over there.
Had mushrooms in the restroom. That's what's wrong.
That was my fault, bro. Okay, wet in the floor and not wiping it. Like, I don't know, bro. I don't know something about
it. Hey, but that's upstairs, dog.
So when you start living with somebody by yourself, you realize how dirty you are, bro. I would remember, I would eat Doritos. Then I finish the bag, and I don't see a trash can. I just throw it on the floor, dog.
I was going to say, I thought you were going to use that as a little trash bag.
I remember there was a little mouse, bro.
Yeah, bro, I caught it, fool.
Yeah, man, that's my little buddy, bro. I didn't want to kill him.
You caught
that fool?
Yeah, but remember, I would put some poison down that fool. Like, he disappeared, so he died somewhere. But the door underneath here, because remember when it would be cold, that little, that gust would come under the door, because we would sleep in that area, and you'd sleep in your room. Fucking cold, dog.
That's right, man. You get up in the kitchen.
Yeah, fool.
I remember one time we had everybody in the house, bro.
Yeah, fool.
We had my ex, her son, you, Vinny, and Ivan, bro.
Philip, too.
And Philip in one little spot.
Yeah, dog. Fucking painting Easter eggs. Eh?
An angel.
I came to that house 2 days after, I guess, you, Angel,
Gabriel,
were sitting there, and that fool came up with sautéing that little roach. George. I remember El Catrín used to always talk about it. Fool. This fool said sauté, dog.
Yeah, because
you ever heard about that, Silent Bob? You know everything about weed.
Yeah, we were hitting it was you, me, Gabriel, Ivan, my brother Angel. We're hitting that roach, bro. That shit was crispy. My brother said, look at that fool sautéing that roach.
And everybody had stories about something fucked up they did. I was like, fuck, I don't even have a fucked up story. I was like, what am I going to say?
I know, my brother said he got shot.
I was like, fuck.
I know, we keep talking about a story. My brother keeps saying, oh, man, one time at one time, man, this guy sent me to go get beer and shit and never came back.
Who's a bullshitter though, huh, fool?
It was real. That story was real. The one he said that he started making fake dope with almonds and selling it to people. Then he came blasting and they shot some fool, the wrong fool. They were supposed to shoot him. That was real, man. They shot Chivo, bro, in the shoulder.
Man.
That fool got shot in the shoulder, dog.
Fuck, that shit would hurt, dog.
That fool used to have big ass hands, bro. They say he fucking slapped the bullet off, bro, like Wonder Woman.
Fucking manotas, eh?
So
What's up, fool?
Remember, fool?
What, dude?
We were fucking there blazing, and then we didn't. The roach was getting small, and then my brother or somebody said, "You got any pinzas?" And then Gabriel was all fucked up and stoned on the couch. He said, "What? Somebody say pizzas?" So I full ordered 7 pizzas. We used to eat hard times.
We used to eat real good.
We used to eat real good, man. Gabriel would just buy. He'll get hungry, bro. We ordered 7 pizza from Hard Times, man, for the whole fam.
Every time we would eat, it would be like fucking like somebody doing like an execution of the last meal, Huffle. I think every now and then we go like this, Huffle, in the middle.
I can't believe I'm not fatter, bro.
I don't know. I think we're built to eat like that, fool. Dude, we used to, dude, how many fucking things of cheese when we're like queso fundido?
I'm surprised, dude.
There'd be like 6 or 7,
I still
dude.
I'm an asshole, bro.
And then the fucking have Sebastian right there fucking putting the towels on the chips trying to get the grease off.
You got some hairy ass hands, bro.
That was Luke Torres, too. Luke Torres. Bro. He's all sitting there all drunk and shit, all stoned, looking at. And he brought it up, bro. It
man,
funny,
it's
bro.
Crazy, man. We're getting off subject, but
yeah.
Getting back to this one, you brought him up, eh? This guy, Sebastian, man. Not Manescato or Manescato.
No. This is
this guy's a comedian.
Pico Rivera Sebastian.
Pico Rivera Sebastian.
The Count of Pico Rivera.
The Count. That's why he was dressed like Dracula. Well, anyways, man, he's the king of Acapulco restaurants. So this fool, we're doing a show with Eric Blake, and somewhere in Bakersfield, I'm saying, we're not doing it. I wasn't there. But from what I heard,
they said a credible source.
They said a credible source said that there was a commotion in the audience, right? And these fools are outside hanging out, you know, by the merch table. And they think that fool's killing it. That fool's killing it. So the winner decides to go check it out. They're choking that motherfucker. Somebody's on stage choking them.
Yeah, dude.
So that heard he got punched again, huh?
Yeah, dude.
Comedy news.
Mike Tyson's punch out over here. West Covina, dog. I heard he was from first, a credible
first
source.
First Eric Spears, now this guy.
I know. Fool be throwing chingazos these days, huh? Call the cops. Call a lawyer. Call something. But I guess homeboy was making fun of the dude's daughter, dude, saying she's out there, you know, blowing fools and shit.
Fuck.
So he's like, hey, whatever. You know, he's signing autographs after the show, you know, taking selfies. Homeboy comes up and cracks him, dude, out of nowhere, dude. Blindsided that fool.
And runs.
Crept. Left. Gone.
Bro, that's an old school punch and run.
Oh, yeah. He's done it before. Just don't get caught, player. That's all I got to say.
So what did he do?
I don't know. Fucking guy dusted himself off, took another selfie, dog.
What about Luis Buñuelos say?
I don't know. He was somewhere making a wrought iron fence and shit. Now it was dude, that's another fool that got punched, another comedian. But he always had a good saying about it. And then he's all, yeah, dog. He took those punches like a soldier, dog.
You got to draw the line, huh?
Hell yeah, fool.
So, man, we're working with Frank Manzano, man,
at
the La Jolla Comedy Store. And this guy is like the king of one-liners. He's real deadpan, by the way.
Super deadpan.
Super deadpan. And he has long hair. I'm turning into that guy. He had long hair and a beard. And all his jokes were like, hey, mijo. You know, he was very funny, man. He's from the Paul Rodriguez era.
You can see him on Que Locos, too, if you guys
he's
look
on Que Locos, too.
YouTube.
And he used to live with another comedian. What's the name? Eddie Burns or something like that?
A couple other fools because yeah. Somebody brought him up about a year ago. He mentioned him.
Yeah, man. I saw him at the bus station.
Oh, there you go.
So me and Gabriel were like, we know him. We don't even know him. But, you know, we're young comics. We're thinking we're going to kill it. So we're thinking we're going to kill it.
Uh-huh.
So the audience is like, nope. I swear to God, dude. It was like at least 10 people.
That was it.
Yeah, you can't have a show less at the Comedy Store in La Jolla with under 7 people. So if 7 people paid, you're going to have a show.
No matter what, boom.
So we had 10, 15 the first night, right? It would be there all week.
Damn.
First night, I went through 20 minutes of material in 3 minutes.
Damn. Isn't that crazy how that shit happens, fool?
People don't know, bro. With no energy from the audience and no feedback. Shit, I'm doing a eulogy up there. They're just words with no audience, huh?
Yeah, they're just sentences, dog. No jokes. I mean, shit, they are, but fuck, dude. You're over here fucking talking to the
I'm
dead.
So glad that I didn't have to come back like Gabriel, just do noises, bro. So, man, I'm up there, bro, doing my bits. And from far in my peripheral, I can see the waitress wiping her table down and sitting down to see if I'm going to be funny.
Oh, damn.
I'm not funny, dog. I get like 5 jokes in that are funny, but 20 minutes went in 3 minutes, I was done, man.
Damn.
So then I brought up Gabriel, thinking he's going to rock it. He does mediocre, bro.
Really?
Just whatever, bro.
He'll say whatever.
He did better than me.
Took it up a notch.
But I didn't do that bad. I did good enough to hang around with him. Because you know, he fucking bombed. You can't be hanging around with a killer. You know? Like, if I would have, like, the guy would have got a standing ovation, the headliner, I would have been too embarrassed to hang out with him. Because, you know, I would have been like the guy who bombed and the guy who killed.
Too far.
You know, so I was, the gap of bombness was close enough to be hang out with Gabriel still.
Closing up.
Because if that fool got a standing ovation from the 10 people, I probably would have went back to the condo.
Where's the host?
The host took coffee.
The fuck is the host?
So Frank Manzano goes up there. I think he drank a beer or he had a Diet Coke, whatever. First joke off the bat, destroys, bro. It just had those people were laughing together. Like, it's like they were in unity. Like, before, I thought they were all sitting in different chairs. First joke out of his mouth. Ah! Ah! He said the joke about, I just reclaimed the Alamo. That gift shot will never be the same. You know, that was the joke. And then he goes on to another one-liner. By that time, you know, they got used to his little character. Two people came in.
Oh, damn.
By the time he was up to those 13 people, 15, you know. So, man, yeah, he did good. But, man, he's the one that told us once we were eating with him. We were eating at a Chinese restaurant, and the bill came. Me and Gabriel put in exactly of what we owed. And that fool looked at it and goes, you're going to get a tip? Fuck that, eh? Come on, man. You got to break the stereotype. They say we don't tip. We don't, bro. So that
keeping
was the first
real,
time
dog.
Somebody made me tip, bro, and I've been tipping ever since.
Makes sense.
I didn't cheap shit. We didn't know.
Yeah. Fucking, I don't know. Practice,
right? Well, I guess at the time, we were noticing that somebody actually brought us our food.
They were, you know, serving you.
Serving me. I never noticed before, you know. Just thought that, okay, you grab it, you go sit down. That's the way I used to eat, bro. Grab it, go sit down.
I used to take the tips.
My mom and dad never took us to a decent restaurant where you had to, like, aprons and shit. You know, it's different, man. Like, if you're in a restaurant like that, like Sizzler, with your parents, cause another place we don't tip, Sizzler. We don't know you got a tip there. My dad wouldn't fuck me up at Sizzler, like, kill me, you know? Like, tell or scream at me, you know, because they know he's paranoid, you know, but he'll fuck me up at a burrito stand, you know?
But not at Sizzler?
Not at Sizzler. Or he'll yell at me at a burrito stand. At a McDonald's, you know, he'll smack us. But at a Sizzler, calmate, cabrón. He's all proper and fancy. His shirt's tucked in. Fucking up shrimp. The shrimp. All you can eat shrimp, bro.
How
himself.
Can you not fuck up shrimp if it's all you can eat?
Síguele más. More shrimp? Yes.
There's a little sea in my stomach.
Not even sharing, bro. My dad used to hide food, bro. That food's diabetic now, bro. You need to hide food, dog.
See what happens, dog.
I'm like slippers, bro. When I hear this, I know it's candy being open somewhere. There's chips somewhere, bro.
Goddamn.
Yeah, man. My dad would like, he'll leave cookies somewhere hidden. My brother Angel told me, bro, if we knew where it was, bro, if we said, fuck, I'll eat it, bro. For real, man, he'll be like hiding the little candies, the Tommies.
Oh, dude, those little caramel ones?
Yeah, man.
Old school.
Didn't share.
There's some people that lock up the fridge, you know that, right, for their kids?
Oh, okay, Mando?
Nah, if it was some fool I used to know in school, Joey Devlin.
Why?
I don't know. Stepdad had a fucking lock on it. Well, not stepdad. Well, the guy that was fucking his mom. That fool ended up getting killed, fool.
Over a juice.
He got shot by a one-armed fool, dog. In Norco. It was on the news and everything.
Okay.
Paul Wong, fool. Rest in peace.
He got shot by a one-armed bandit?
Yeah, dude, this fool used to break into pads and everything.
With one arm?
The guy that shot him with had one arm. It was a cousin of his baby mama. Who's a crooked motherfucker?
Did he have a plastic fake arm or just
I think he had a dead arm and shit. Like, you know, the one you strap on and shit that's just like a fucking pink hand and shit or whatever.
I think he was in that movie, The Fugitive, bro.
Well, they got him, bro.
They got things to make you have like a better arm, huh?
Well, now it's like a whole thing with digits and everything. I seen it on a. It's the same company that made that blowjob machine, fool. It's called Arlen Robotics.
It's funny when you start looking at arms like that, people with prosthetic legs that are better than normal, you look at, wow, but they shot my leg, I'll get one of those. Yeah, like, you can afford that shit, dog. They're going to give you a fucking stump, bro. Fucking bionic arms are not for fucking Mexicans and blacks. They're for fucking rich white people. People with fucking power.
People with money.
Interest. Yeah, people with lots of money, man.
Dude.
They're going to give you a leather stump, bro.
Better get a Kickstarter program.
This footies, bro, is going to be fucking running marathons and then kill his wife and try to get away with it. Like metal legs, bro.
Yeah, the fucking dude from South Africa did that shit.
You think he got locked up with his metal legs?
Oh, no.
They gave him a wheelchair?
Well, that it's South sucks. Africa too, though. They don't like the. They
Speaking
don't like
of metal legs,
there,
bro, they gave me the handicap room in St. Louis.
Just on accident, or what?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It was. I didn't notice it, but the bed was all low.
Was that like to get off your wheelchair and just slide in?
Yeah. And then I said, and then the eye view was the eye view on the door on the bottom, bro. Like, what?
You all roll up on your chair?
Yeah, man. The eye view for, like, people knocking was on the bottom. Like, if somebody was knocking, I got to pretend I give somebody a blowjob and look through the mirror. It was a peephole, bro.
What else is different?
The shower, bro. It was huge, bro. I could start a fucking racquetball club in it, bro.
Fucking steam bath.
It was huge, bro. Steam bath. Yeah, it was huge.
Did it have those handicap
All the tiles were low and shit.
Oh, yeah?
I had to sit down really low, bro. The TV was low. I had to aim down.
Be low riding.
Yeah, man.
Hell yeah, dude.
What? Oh, the dates. Oh, we messed it up. What's up, fool?
Got some candy
yeah, man. So Frank Manzano, he killed it all week. And he talked about that. And there was one night, man, we were talking. I was about to go to sleep, right? Gabriel's already in his room and shit. And that fool went over there talking to him. Then he came back to talk to me. And I'm laying in my bed and my blankets all right, bro. This fool, like, holding the door. He's between, you know where the door is to close? He's standing in the door thing. Like, door jam?
The doorway?
He's standing in the doorway, leaning, bro, with his hand like that, talking, bro, forever. And I'm like, all right, yeah, man. And yeah, what are you going to do, man? Yeah, I'm going to go walk around town, see what happens. Give me a beer or something.
What time was it?
Like 11:30, bro. 12, 1.
He didn't want it to end.
He didn't want it to end, bro. But I'm wearing my blanket, bro. Hint.
Like, fuck, dog.
For somehow, Gabriel, I Mickey Mouse the whole house with duct tape and fucking tools, and he got cable in all the rooms, bro.
Hell yeah, dog, the cable guy.
Fuck yeah, dude. He found, like, extra cable parts. You know, the little, I don't know how you do it.
It's kind of a coaxial cable, and it has a
Yeah,
little
he
parts.
Found all the extra parts somewhere, and he
the
hooked
females
up.
The females and the
yeah,
males.
Yeah, and he cut them, because one of the TV only had cable in the bedroom, not in the living room, so he wanted in the living room. So Gabriel took that wire off. I said, fuck it, bro. I don't need cable in the room. We're watching right here. I have regular TV.
The big TV.
He fucking did it all night, bro. Put it together fucking like a meth head, dog. Like a Wait, fucking meth head. And
you
he want to
watch TV, you're going to watch TV.
Hell yeah, bro. He put all the wires together. Brrr, like this fool worked at Radio Shack or something. Fucking, he was part of the A-team, dog. Fucking sweaty, dog. He fucking put it together. We had cable in the living room and his room.
Hell yeah, dude.
We did it, dog.
That's what's up, fool.
And that was it. That room was badass too, bro. Anyways, man, we're going to keep it going.
Dates.
We're talking too much, bro. Tell them the dates, though.
May 5th in Calusa, California at the Calusa Casino. Felipe Esparza, Larry Bubbles Brown, Murr, and myself hosting. So that's May 5th at Calusa, California at the Calusa Casino. Get tickets at calusacasino.com.
Also, Irvine Improv, May 25th through the 28th. Irvine Improv, Rodrigo Torres, Toby Hicks will be there. You better not drink. It's a long drive home.
Omaha's finest.
Omaha's finest. Anybody in Omaha know who Toby Hicks is? Please hit us up on the fan page. We want to know. Anybody listening from Omaha, Nebraska, if you heard of Toby Hicks, please contact us.
Yeah, man. So that's May 25th through the 28th at Irvine Improv. Also May 18th through the 21st in Tempe, Arizona at the Tempe Improv. And also June 1st through the 4th in Arlington, Texas at the Arlington Improv. And one more date, July 1st in Tucson, Arizona at the Ava Amphitheater with Paul Rodriguez.
Malo, Tierra.
And War.
And War.
And any further information, go to www.felipesworld.com.
That's going
to
be an awesome show, man. I haven't been in Tucson since you and I were there.
God damn, that's a minute, huh?
Yeah, man.
With Windsor, awful.
Fucking Tucson, Arizona, bro.
Me la pelan.
And it's going to be like, we're not even doing full sets. He's going to do 20, I got to do 20. And then the bands go up. You should come out, bro.
I'll be there,
dog. We'll fucking bring the podcast together, bro. We'll fucking talk to everybody, dog.
Hell yeah. Fucking especially that fool, though, dog.
Oh, we finally get Paul, huh?
Legend.
It's going to be a New York casino. So that's going to be a badass show, bro. There'll be a lot of cholas there.
Fucking Tucson, veteranas.
A lot of bafus, huh, bro? A lot of bombers.
A lot of El Paso bodies.
Oh, man. I just want to hear that song. Slipping into darkness. Because that's my favorite scene of American Me, man, when that girl takes out that little drugs out of her butt. Bro, bro, she's like,
yeah.
That's why I married Lisa, bro.
Oh my god!
That's why she takes drugs out of her drugs out of her butt.
Yeah,
her vagina.
And then the prisoners stick it up their butt.
Yeah, man. When I IDM the whole movie, I looked up everybody, and I even looked up that lady. She used to be like a stripper from Las Vegas.
Oh, the actress.
The actress.
Oh, dude, she looked
was
fun,
like
dude.
She was like one of those ladies that used to do one of those dances in the '70s and eighties.
Showgirls.
Showgirls, but a burlesque, very popular one. So, yeah, man, a little history about American Me. my part about that woman is taking out the heroin and then those guys are digging it out through that pole.
Yeah, well, that pipe, they open it up and all that shit. I guess that's one of the reasons why they got mad, dude. You know, sent silver bullets to people and shit. Rest in peace.
All right. There's a hit now. It was crazy, man.
We didn't do anything.
You go look for a YouTube. It's crazy, bro. They talk to all the cholos from Hazard.
Oh, Adelaide. You see all the ones that say that they didn't happen that way.
Yeah, man.
I seen that shit like 10 years ago.
It's a good one.
Yeah, man.
A lot of fools talk about it that they were in it. Today's episode is sponsored by Dollar Shave Club. Our second week having Dollar Shave Club as our sponsor. Thank you very much to Dollar Shave Club. Show your support for our podcast by supporting our sponsors. Rodrigo has been using the package they sent, bro. Tell us again, bro.
Smooth like a baby.
For real?
I'm not even messing with you. No, this is the other thing. The only thing is I did mess up because I used a razor more than once. So I think you're only supposed to use it once and throw it away. I used it like 4 times. So I think it's good for 3, even though they say 1.
You in prison, bro?
No, I was just like, I didn't look at the directions. It looked good to me. So I scraped myself up on that.
Catch.
Yeah, but
the little razor the first time, right?
Yeah, yeah. The first two. Please remember that one time I came all smooth. I shaved yesterday, so I got a little bit of stubble. But it was the shea butter.
I see it too, man.
It's different too.
When you did that Snapchat with fucking Kenny Howe,
I shaved that morning.
Yeah,
yeah. I was smooth. No, it does work. I'm not gonna lie because it has 5 of those razors. One thing I'm not gonna lie to you, it's a little bit bulky, but the cut is smooth.
Oh right,
straight smooth.
Do you recommend it though?
I would recommend it. And if you don't use it, I mean, it doesn't matter. You have to get the shave butter. The other thing that's cool is it comes straight to your doorstep.
Shave butter, that's like a lotion just for your face for after the shave?
No, it's for before the shave. It's different than using shaving cream.
To get the hair buzz out?
Yeah, well, no, they use, they use like a couple herbs and stuff. It's a trip what they use. It's in there. I don't remember. It had that little package, but it's an alternative to shaving cream.
There it is.
It's effective, dude. 100%.
Another satisfied customer.
There you go, man.
So,
what's up,
Fred? What do you shave with?
I'm
straight razor.
I just do an electric. I always cut myself. I was never taught how to do anything, so I'm a schmuck. Actually, once in a while, I let it go, and I treat myself, and they do it for me at this Italian place.
So Maron.
I know it's not politically to say, you know, the R word, but I'm. that with a lot of things. I can't shave.
R word, razor?
Retarded.
All right, Rodrigo. Okay. What's Hello. Up, fool? All right, man. If you're
I'm
suffering,
I'm not going to be a sponsor for that. Thing,
if you're I suffering guess. From Fred, well, like I'm Fred Stoller, man. If you're shaving with forks or just plucking it out, make the smart choice by switching to Dollar Shave Club and get a great shave at a great price. Deliver right to your door. Includes Dr. Carver's shave butter. Rodrigo uses it to masturbate. That's his problem. For a limited time only. I should have body burned, huh? For a limited time only, new members get their first month of the Executive Razor with a tube of their Dr. Carver shave butter for only $5 with free shipping. After that month, the razors are just a few bucks a month. Your first box will arrive, and you'll get an awesome heavy-handle razor, a full cassette of four cartridges, and a tube of their shave butter. No hidden fees, no commitments. Cancel anytime you want, all right? Let me tell you, man, if you want to just do it because you love us, do it. But if you don't like it or you can't afford it anymore, cancel it, man, or just send it to somebody as a present, somebody who needs a shave, somebody who looks like their face been cut. I was cut up and shit. My face used to be cut up, man. To get this deal, join today at dollarshaveclub.com/foo. That's dollarshaveclub.com/foo. You're looking good, bro. I don't know what it is. Your girlfriend making you look good or
this fool, like, dog.
Like the guy saying, Rodrigo is shiny, eh?
Some fool told me, now she's dressing you, huh, bro? Like, what the fuck, dog?
Ladies and gentlemen, we have a guest today.
A very special guest.
With a new thing to sell.
Share.
To share with us.
Advertise. Promote.
To advertise. He has a new Kindle single.
Oh, yeah. I seen it.
What's up, fool?
How you doing?
Brooklyn's
All
finest.
All the way from Westwood. The mayor of the Grove.
Westwood.
Relocation program.
The mayor of the Grove, ladies and gentlemen. The man who mentions people on Facebook. And then the people he's talking about right away know who they are, and they get mad.
Yes, yes.
We got the same problem.
Yeah.
Like that woman he was talking about, man. That woman that this girl was going out. She's an actress. I don't want to say her name. What the fuck, Fred? What are you fucking talking about me?
I get in trouble a lot, yes.
Is there some people that hit you up that they're not the person that you're talking about?
Yeah, they go knocking at his house, dog.
Yeah. The guy from
I know you live, cocksucker!
The guy from my other book who I didn't use his name in the book and he'd bang on the door. I got a restraining order. And then he goes, did you mention me on Marc Maron? No. So
why would they be mad if you mentioned him on Marc Maron? Wouldn't that be like advertisement for that fool?
Fool, we got people we mentioned here on the fucking podcast. They get pissed off.
Oh, yeah, like that's what Chepo, I was telling him. Oh, my God.
Calling me
dude.
A hack on Facebook. Anyway, bro, shout out to that guy, man. He looks sad, but hook him up. On the show.
Yeah.
Don't hook him up. Fuck that guy.
I was that dude. I was actually going to book him on the show. He didn't even return my calls or nothing, dog.
Divas, like, bro. Divas.
I'm like, dude, what is wrong with people? But whatever. I guess it's not show business to some people, right?
It's show business, man. You got to show up. Back to Fred Stoller, bro, our guest. Who want to go.
Why don't you just
throw a cat at him, Fred.
I love your cat, by the way.
Oh, she's great. She stopped biting.
God damn.
What the fuck is going on here? Give her a razor already.
You shaving your arms?
Yeah. You know, you were talking earlier about not knowing about tipping, right? And do you ever have things in your life where you were so clueless, you feel embarrassed about?
Yeah, I was embarrassed about that.
People don't like the R word, but I am. I headlined in Cleveland in like 1988. I bombed. I'm not a good headliner. And they had some guy, the club hired to drive you around, you know. A limo guy.
Yeah.
The runner.
He was, I don't know if it was his own limo company or that they just had a car. And he would take me to the club because, you know, you stay at some condo.
Wow, man.
And I didn't know you're supposed to tip him. I wish I could track him down from 30 years ago and give him some money. I'm an idiot. You ever do something, you go, it's not that I was cheap. I just didn't know something as simple as that.
I did that at Olive Garden in Glendale on Brand. The bill came out to, like, whatever the bill came out to, I was there with my brother, my son, and my other little brother. He was smaller at the time. And we just finished eating. And the girl was really nice to us. She really took care of us. But when it came down to the bill, we didn't have enough for a tip.
Oh, God.
Man, we snuck out of there like savages.
But at least you knew you were supposed to.
She bought like 7 orders of bread.
Yeah, you didn't, but you knew you were supposed to. At least you could go
back.
But
I have enough money. And I promised myself that I was going to go back and look for her and give her the money. But I never did.
But this is something
that counts.
Wherever you're at, if anybody knows that waitress, hit us up. We'll send her $10 or $20, whatever.
A long time ago, I was in, I think, St. Augustine doing some TV show.
What the fuck is that?
Israel.
I think that's in Florida. I think it's called the oldest city.
Miami Beach, Freddie.
No, it's the north. It's St. Augustine or
Tallahassee.
North of Florida. So this is like 1999. So at the TGIFs, the waitress recognized me from Dumb and Dumber and made a big fuss before cell phones, took a picture for her brother, and I tipped, I think probably respectably 20%, but I went back to the hotel. I was so neurotic thinking, is this, because, you know, that she acted like, you know, Michael Jackson, Michael Jordan came in, you know, the biggest person ever to come in that TGIFs. So I really was so neurotic thinking this big celebrity in her mind came in and didn't tip that much. So I went back with the rental car, 20 minutes, knocked on the doors, closed and go, oh, here's extra, and gave $5 extra.
Wow.
It cost you $5 to go back.
Yeah.
But, did she run?
I don't know. I've had that a few times where someone recognizes me and I feel an extra need to tip a little bit more because they go, that asshole. I don't know. I'm not relating. No one's registering with any of this.
You ever
been to a restaurant and they recognize you and they try to give you the food for free?
I haven't had that.
How about sex?
What do you mean they say?
You're the guy from Ray Romano.
Gerard.
Your money's not good here.
No, there was a guy, I feel bad, who used to, he worked in the farmer's market, the ice cream place, and he was a big fan of Scrubs. And he'd go, you don't have to pay. And I'd always get free ice cream. And that place closed, and he's out of a job, but maybe because he gave the ice cream away. But
how many ice creams did you get?
And I didn't want to take advantage, keep getting free ice cream, and I would, you know, tip him extra, and he would try to say no to that. But
thrifties.
Yeah, so I haven't gotten too many great perks. I got the
you ever get laid?
Sneakers. No, I never got
free sneakers.
Well, what happened is I was opening for Norm Macdonald, right?
They don't fit me.
Here you go, Fred. Put these on, you big dummy.
That's not fair. He does impressions. So this guy on the plane worked for Nike, and when I'd work with Norm, I'd have to fucking do everything. Like, he doesn't know how to do Uber. He does anyone. Hey,
what he tells you.
Comp them for the show. Hey, and I'd have to pay for all the Uber rides. He never wore pants that had wallets. That was his excuse. He'd like wear sweatpants. Yeah. Like what Aaron has. Are there wallets in that?
It's a thigh.
Pockets. Okay. But usually, or they pull out, so I'd have to pay for everything. Hey, tip him. You know, I don't have the wallet. So that's my Norm impression. So I'd always have to comp everyone. I'd comp him, Freddie. So, and I'd have to remember what show. It was such a headache. Like, you open for him, you don't have to do all these errands. You don't have to be his assistant. No, you don't have to like
but,
get him Uber.
How about your
time? Just certain shit doesn't matter though. I mean, but not like all fucking.
He
doesn't have a leash on me or nothing.
Oh no, with him when I pay
him back for the Uber.
It's the worst because
do they pay you back for the Ubers?
Not really. No.
Oh wow.
No.
He gets compensated for his the Uber if because sometimes where I go, Lyft doesn't work. So we gotta take his Uber.
One time I got mad. I said, give me your phone. I'm tired of paying for the Uber. So I took his phone and I pressed the Uber app. It wasn't connected to the credit card. I went, all right, you got me again. But there was this guy that recognized him, and I comped him for the show. And he says, oh, I'm the Nike guy. I get Nike sneakers for everyone. So I took the information and
you got some free
so
sneakers,
he sends me sneakers, and Norm goes, what the fuck? This guy's the big guy from Nike. I thought it'd be a truck coming up with sweatpants and racks and
swag.
All of a sudden, just one fucking pair of sneakers. So he goes, you got better ones than me. What the fuck?
And, I didn't even get one from Norm Jr., you know?
And then this is what I do. So
Cut
to enjoy the free sneakers, I had to go to the Nike store and see how much they cost. How much are these, pretending I'm going to buy them? 160. So then I started feeling really good because I had to see what I got for free, see how much it was to really appreciate it. You know,
so if they were like 60 bucks, you'd have been like, fuck
yeah,
it.
Yeah, this guy. But the 160.
Fred Stoller wins again.
Do you guys smoke pot on the road?
Digga. I don't want to say too much about Norm, but if someone had it, like, we
dabs, huh?
No dabs. But it got him. But it got him paranoid where he was screaming at me, you know, from the side of the stage in Denver. Have you done the Denver Comedy Works?
Yeah, it's a beautiful club. No,
but
club.
The problem, though, was.
It's tight. But, you know where to walk.
You're not downtown. So you know the where one downtown you? Where it's just like a restaurant? There's nothing but a movie theater and a restaurant? Have you done that one?
Oh, that's the other one. That's the other one, right?
Oh, we did that one. It was the worst.
That's like in a suburb. There's nothing out
it's
there.
It's like being in Orange County without the character, and there's nothing to do there. So we there's not a grocery store again. I'm taking the Uber, and he's yelling at me, where the fuck is this guy going? Did you know? I don't know where anything is. So he forgot his pants for this gig. So he's yelling at me, what the fuck are we going to do? I don't have my pants. You fix this. So I go, I thought there was a mall, but there was a restaurant. And they said, the other time he was here, he also forgot his pants. So I said, just go open your sweatpants. And
okay, SpongeBob sweatpants.
But no, that's Tom Kenny. He's not. He doesn't wear SpongeBob, Norm. He's like Al, what's his name? Sharpton. You know, he just goes up in that.
In a suit?
No.
Like Ron Jeremy.
No, didn't Al Sharpton only wear a sweatpants?
A tracksuit.
Yeah. So
that
was just nuts working with Norm.
That's crazy when you forget your pants.
What are you wearing?
No, he would wear sweatpants on the plane, and he wouldn't have jeans or anything. He never packed. He would forget to pack real pants.
Somebody's getting really high.
And I get yelled at, fix this. So you don't yell at him if you forget to pack things. You don't yell at Rodrigo. That's not what openers are supposed to do, comp everybody and keep track and do Uber. And so then, yes, you need a wife for that.
You're killing me, Fred. Are you guys old buddies?
We're buddies, but at the opening, I'd have to do everything your wife
supposed
to do.
How much time do you do? Well, Rodrigo does 15, sometimes 20.
Well, that's the thing. He'd get all like, he'd have this thing where he thinks he only wants to do 15 or 20.
To headline?
And this fool's thinking
he
too.
He thinks he only wants to do that, so he yells at me to do long.
30.
And then anyone hanging out at the club, hey, you go up. He wants to only do short if he only wants to. So then I
Asperger, do 20.
Yes. I texted
got this fucking
Keith
waitress over here.
I texted Keith maybe he'd like my Kindle single about the young comedian special he saw me on. But that guy with Asperger's, I rightly so, is mad at me because Norm would make me kick him out of the green room, and Norm would make a Freddie doesn't want you here. And,
sucks.
He would tell. He would text him, Fred, you can't open. Freddie doesn't want you here. Go, this guy is mad at
That's
me.
That's a good one, though, dog.
Go on,
get then, off my back.
And Angelo,
you don't like him. I thought you did that one, baby.
He called Angelo Tsourikas crying.
Good dick, dude.
Crying, saying, I don't want him anymore.
Tsourikas?
Yeah, so this guy with Asperger's would call Keith up crying that Freddie doesn't like him. When it was Norm that made it up, so he didn't want him around. So
you're kind of intelligent, you fucking dummy.
Well, that's the thing.
I got Freddie
contracted to do 45?
Well, this is what happened. The first time I opened for him, I hadn't done stand. The last time I did stand up was you and Tempe with the dabs, and I was out of shape. You know, all right.
Set out of shape. Oh.
Yeah. So then
you fucking, find soup.
You're great, dude.
He texts me. Well, no, this is like 5 months later.
Oh, okay. Wow.
I hadn't done my set in 5 months. He texts me, hey, you want to go to Vegas tomorrow? South Point. Have you done South Point?
South Point where?
It's like a casino.
No,
up
I haven't.
Strip. So that way, yeah, whatever, does. Right? You know, I could just do 15, you know, just put slop it together. Yeah,
easy.
It'd be fun to go to. So then I'm on the plane, with, you know, I don't, I kind of, And he's texting me, get the fuck over here. Why are you
right
over here? And I went, I'm on the plane. He goes, all right, you better. I'm tired. I don't feel like doing my whole set. You got to do the bulk tonight. I go, why
the bulk?
He goes, yeah. He goes, I only feel I'm tired. I'm not out of shape. I go, Norm, I haven't done my act in 5 minutes. He goes, what the fuck? I go, I don't mean to be deceptive, but, you know, I thought you were just open. He goes, I need you to do the hour. I only feel like doing 20. And I'm freaking out on the plane.
I'm fucking open up for you, you know?
I know you're thinking about what jokes to write.
I'm freaking out writing out the jokes. And I go, Norm, even in my prime,
said you are in your prime, Freddie.
No, when my prime
was believing yourself.
And when my prime was headlining and not tipping limo guys in Cleveland, I didn't do an hour. He goes, all right.
Yeah, 45, that's it.
He goes, if 45's your wall, just do 45. I'm going, my wall? Even 45? I go, what? I go, I thought the idea of opening for someone is there's no stress.
No stress.
No stress. You go there.
Trump.
So he's going, he goes, you got to fucking do this. You know, I've had other middle guys, and, you know, they don't do it right. So I'm freaking, I go, okay, dude. I said, I have a gig with him in Atlanta. I'm going to cancel that, you know.
APL, baby.
And I said, worst case scenario, I'm going to write jokes on a piece of paper and pretend there's birthdays in the audience. Go, who's Jerry Senemick?
Oh, my God.
So I'm freaking out.
Hey, that's fucking awesome, though, dude.
I said, the club wants me to read all these birthdays. So I'm thinking, I haven't done my act in 5 minutes. So then he texts me. I go, Norm, I really can't. He goes, look, I remember your act. You come to my room, and I'll help you remember your jokes. I'm going, why is he putting energy into helping me remember my act when he should just do? So then
I got to wear my pants, you know?
So then I'm freaking out, but I'm thinking something's off, because why would he help me come up with my long set? Put that energy into yours. So I'm backstage going, Fred, worst case scenario, you quit comedy again. It sucks. You know, I'll just bomb. So then the manager were backstage. He goes, okay, Norm, I need you to do at least an hour.
Fuck.
And I'm thinking, yeah. He goes, Fred, only do 15. I'm going, Norm, the guy said.
The guy for the
and
pit
I'm going,
boss.
Wait a minute. He's taunting me. He's just fucking with me because they don't pay $50 to see Norm MacDonald and have me do an hour, a guy who hasn't done his act in 5 months.
So he got you?
Yeah. Well, he's a ball buster, yes. He's a big bully, and he likes fucking with you, yes.
Damn, he's full running his bits all through the plane, dog.
Oh, my God.
That's pretty fucking funny.
He thought he was going to go to Southwest to relax.
To relax. Oh, no, no, he would still do that. Like, when we were at Irvine, like, Adam Egert came with Al Madrigal, and that was really funny because the guy with Asperger's kept pronouncing, you know, because then, no, so Norm goes, yeah, you go up there. Al didn't want to. He goes, fucking, he wants the show to go long. That way, if he wants to do 15, he can, but he always does an hour and a half, Norm. So then Keith is practicing Al Madrigal, and he's pacing to get his
name
right.
You want to pronounce it right, huh?
So then he goes, your next act is Al Muralibic.
What the fuck? Are you guys feeding that guy?
How does that even sound like fucking? I want to say, give it up for Keith Hot Dog. Give it up for Keith Torta.
Damn.
Oh, so,
change your frequency, player.
I
got to
say, you know, look, I enjoyed working with you, but all those improvs are like, they all look the same. Tempe.
They're the same.
What's it called?
It's a chain.
Raya, it's just like some depressing mall.
Same photos.
Yes, and you wait back there. The worst is Irvine because they don't even come by to see if you want food. And I'll say, I'm not doing stuff. The Irvine was the worst. They were really not nice to us. And so then I said, can we get this ice cream? And it took like 40 minutes. I forgot. I thought they were making
it. It was sold out.
No, I thought they were making it to special ice cream. They're
bringing it in for Brooklyn.
They just,
for the prince.
So that's my story. You know it sucks working with, this is not Norm's fault, but this happened to you too. See, when you work on the road, you have this. Well, we had the guy. The guy looked like a Mexican Dom Herrera. No, you had two guys, and one guy was
who?
There was a Mexican Don Marrera that was bothering me. He just goes in the green room.
Oh, the Tempe with us, right?
Yes. And then there was another guy, Yo Seinfeld, that crazy guy. But in stand-up, if you're a local guy, they think they could just sit in the green room and press their girlfriends and their wives. Like, yeah. I'm hanging out with Norma Felipe.
Yeah, we got to do clean-outs every now and then.
You know, so Norm never was able to say, you know, sorry. I don't want these guys there, so I have to do it. So it's kind of weird. You're sitting in a room with five
strangers.
Locals. Do you get that?
And they all want time.
And you don't want to be an asshole. Go, hey, we want. You can't hang.
You can tell they all want your spot. They want to be you, huh? You could tell that they just want to get. They want to get really close to the headliner and start talking about.
Yeah,
them. Check out this joke.
But you know, like fucking here's lingers. A bad analogy. If you've played some music. You know, you can't, when Aerosmith performs Madison Square Garden, you can't just hang out back there because you're a musician. All right, bad analogy. I can't think of a good one.
I know what you mean, though, right?
Yeah, you got to fucking clean that shit up.
Tell them, Rodrigo.
People overstay their welcome, dude, you know?
Give a good example with voodoo.
Oh, my God, dude.
Especially like the Voodoo Glosco, shout out to Voodoo Glosco. They do the opening theme song for the What's the Food podcast, and they're on tour right now, so look for them. This is the band that grew up from Riverside and have a lot of fucking friends. And they all think they're going to go hang out when they're at home, huh?
Oh, yeah, dude. And then people like, you know, you got 30 beers inside of an ice chest, you know, that's your backstage, and all of a sudden there's 7 beers. You know what I mean? People dipping in the deli tray with their fingers and shit.
Did that happen at
fucking
backstage?
Horrible.
They start ordering food, too? And start
Way
ordering
too
drinks.
Comfortable, dude.
Yeah, well, like
I don't understand. What are the openers thinking that they can order food?
Well, they're just, they're not on the show, but they're locals, and they bring their wives, and they're sitting
or
there.
Friends.
Wives,
they're just sitting back there to
wives.
Impress their wives or girlfriends. They're hanging with Norm Macdonald.
Go impress them at a restaurant
house.
Fucking far away.
And or they're just, well, you know, it was weird. When we were in Atlanta... the club's not there anymore.
Shout out to Bruce.
And
what's up, everybody?
There would be people hanging there, and this is Norm Macdonald. You know, as much as I say, you know, he's annoying. He's a big guy.
You at the punchline, or where were you at?
There was an improv.
Did that look at the other improv too?
I only did Atlanta once, and that place is closed for some real estate problem. It was in Buckhead.
Oh, shit.
Buckhead in Atlanta. And
cool. Oh, the punchline.
Yeah, the punchline.
We did the punchline, too.
Yeah, Buckhead.
Yeah.
And it was...
Now
good, but you'd have these local guys. Norm's on stage, and...
You're talking about that local guy that looks like me with blonde hair with a beard?
I didn't see him there. But they're talking in the green room with their girlfriends, Norm's whole set. Like, I don't want to hear comics. You have respect. Watch Norm's act or in the thing, but gabbing... I don't know.
Because people are
gabbing.
They think that backstage is like the traditional backstage that everybody's back there doing cocaine, getting blowjobs, all that shit. And it's not like that. People are working.
They think backstage is like a secret spot.
Yeah, the Irvine
man.
Improv getting blowjobs.
Like, when I was, not to bring up little kids, but
it happens, dog.
Like, yes. when I was the one time hanging out, my nieces, they come up to me and they go, "We want to come to your show." They were little, bro, like 12, 13, 11 years old. But they knew about it, right? He goes, "Yeah, you watch the show? No, we want to be backstage." They go, "Backstage? What do you mean backstage?" "Yeah, backstage, you know, where everybody's at.
Where all the magic happens.
And there's food." You know, they just think there's a little party. Even they know there's like a little gathering of people, bro. Like
it's all exclusive.
Hush, 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 you know?
When I do theaters or those little casinos at Norm, I would take carrots, and he would seriously go, "There's a fucking mine. You get your own rider." So I couldn't even, and he wouldn't even eat all the fruit, but if I would touch stuff,
was
he would
he fucking
yell
with
at
you,
me.
Though?
No, he's kind of, he thinks people are taking advantage of you. Well, if he's fucking with me, it wasn't funny.
He's been in show business for a long time.
Because I
want to
take
shit.
A carrot or some fruit, and but he's not even eating. That's my fucking stuff. You
get
your own
rider.
Yeah. I'll tell you a quick story about like a tour bus driver back in the day when Voodoo had
him. I'm telling these stories because I know Norm wouldn't listen to this.
No, but check, this clears a lot of shit out.
Right.
And I've seen two, and another tour manager that kicked ass that I've seen, I was like, God damn. But anyways, Voodoo got a tour bus, plush-ass tour bus back in 1996. badass Prevost, fucking top of the line. So like a lot of people were hanging out, trying to get in the tour bus and hang out after the show. But the tour bus driver, I mean, this motherfucker pulled out pictures. He used to drive for Motley Crue, fucking Ozzy, fucking Aerosmith, you know, chicks spreading it. And he had a fucking album of Polaroids, kind of like fucking Juan Dexter. But nevertheless, he calmed the party down quick. He's all straight up. There's people, chicks hanging out with their girlfriends. All, if you ain't fucking the band, if you ain't sucking the band, get the fuck off the bus.
That's what I said.
And some people would leave, and some people would stay.
Get the fuck out of here. If you ain't fucking us, if you ain't sucking us. That's what I would say in Tempe.
But anyway.
Should stay in Atlanta, bro.
So back to the fucking deli tray there.
I don't understand that people hang out, bro. Like, I remember, like, I don't want to say his name because I don't want to give the fool a shout out, but he sucks. He got beat up at a club one time.
Beat up by the club?
No, it's a club. Like, he made some people pissed off, and then he got beat up. Why not a member? Oh. This guy comes hang out at our shows. Not even in the show, like a local comedian.
No, they're all. I'm saying none of them were in the show. These were all local guys.
Yeah, and he ordered food, ordered a beer, and he goes. And I told him, "Are you gonna pay for that?" What do you mean? No, bro. You're not even in the show. You're not even invited. What are you doing here? You better pay for that. And that food, I know he didn't pay for it. He just walked away, bro. Never came back.
Yeah, dude, and it's bullshit. I've seen like fucking people try to get all. Yeah,
we're an hour
beer.
Into the show.
Like,
an hour.
Yeah,
I haven't plugged my Kindle.
We're over here. Wait, times of Solar's over here.
This is good,
the Kindle, bro. You just wrote a new book.
Hell yeah! Well, right here.
I can't believe
chapter
an hour
1 through 7 already.
Hang on,
hour, but it's good. It's fun. Yeah. I didn't think it went by.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah,
fuck.
We do Kindle. What's the name of it?
We got Fable okay, from the Rats and Nim over here.
It's a Kindle single. It's like $1.99. It's like my Seinfeld year. These are mini books. And I'm only looking because...
Look at this fool, dog.
Okay, because the subtitle...
Newsies.
It's called...
Fred Stoller like a grown-up kid from Newsies.
Get the paper, the papers.
The paper.
5 Minutes to Kill. But the subtitle... How
it's called 5 Minutes to Kill?
Yes, that's not a bad
five
title.
5 Minutes to Write a 45-Minute Set.
This is what local comics should be reading instead of fucking trying to fucking smell farts.
Yes. 5 Minutes to Kill, How the HBO Young Comedian Special Changed the Lives of 1989's Funniest Comics. That's the long subtitle. So what I'm trying to say here, and these are mini books. No, but if you guys read things on Kindle, this is on Amazon, and my Seinfeld year did really well, and that was a Kindle single.
Fuck yeah,
that
was a great story, dude.
Writing on Seinfeld. So basically, if you guys are comedy fans, now you guys... They remember this, but the young people don't remember that before Hulu and what's CESO? Everything is
CESO.
CESO. I don't know what it is.
That's why Cocksucker the Woman Metro is.
I'm saying, recording live in Chicago, dropping bombs on your mom.
Before all of these, you know, outlets, before Comedy Central,
yes.
In the 80s and the 90s, there weren't all these outlets to make it, but if you got on them, you could break.
It was only HBO.
And Johnny Carson,
that was
right?
It, huh? They were the only people for half hours.
Huh? Oh, yeah. That was it. The first one I ever seen was Delirious.
MTV had half hours?
No, that came.
Mario Joyner was hosting that.
That came like 80.
After.
So, but in the late 70s, the 80s, and some of the 90s, HBO did these annual young comedian specials.
Boston, right?
Boston?
Was it in Boston?
It's talking about the one where only Dangerfield.
That was at Dangerfield. He
that's
did
the
two
one
of
that
them.
People hosted, like Stephen
David
Wright
Leary.
Yeah,
hosted
Robin
one, right?
Williams hosted one, and Jake Johansson hosted one.
They were really big, like Sam Kennison, Dice, Seinfeld, Saget,
Robert Townsend.
He had a different one. He had one with Townsend and.
So you were in them? You were one of them?
No. So what? I'm trying to blow up what these young comedian specials were, how big they were. You know what I mean? Did you remember these?
They were huge.
Yeah. So
David Spade, too.
Yeah, no. So there's the one I was on. So I was on one in 1989, hosted by Dennis Miller, and I always found it interesting. I like all showbiz stories, you know, big ones.
I saw that one. Can I ask you a question about that one?
Sure.
Was Dennis Miller really, really mad that the last comedian had the same delivery as him?
No,
because he mentioned it on stage. There was a guy there that had the same type of delivery.
He helped, except for me. Dennis Miller picked his favorite comics.
he picked the comedians. All right, good.
No, well, sort of. No, he. Good what happened was, David. Usually, they only do five comics, and this is called 5 Minutes to Kill because you've got to make your mark. And usually, we do longer, but Dennis Miller did a really long set, And David Spade had been turned down twice for it. And they were really fighting, and Dennis wanted him, so they added a sixth spot. So basically, I was listening to Marc Maron, and Rob Schneider was on, and Marc Maron said, what was your break? He goes, the 1989 Young Comedian Special. I went, what the fuck? I was on that. Why wasn't it my big break? What did I do wrong? I suck.
Took too many liberties, kid.
Yeah, I took too many. Actually, Rodney hosted. Rodney hosted.
I saw that special.
Rodney hosted these young, and so I auditioned for Rodney's specials, which were really big. So I did pretty good. I said, Rodney, what do you think? He goes, you're too low-key, all right? What do you want me to say? You're too low-key.
You got no suspects, you know?
You know, so...
You took too many liberties.
Yeah, so that someone said that's a euphemism for no, he doesn't want me.
Well, tell him you're Jewish, kid, you know?
So basically, it's just a story about the six of us on it, what happened, you know, following our lives and careers after this big break. I don't want to give away what happens, but not everyone made it like Rob Schneider and David Spade from it. Others have interesting stories who you never heard of. So I just, I bumped into you. I was interviewing
Bob
Rubin.
That was a book. You were doing a book then?
Yeah. So I had to, this was kind of interesting because I had to bother people to sit and talk to them who knew the people,
who
their stories.
It.
What?
The people who made it?
The people who were in the special, you know, because what happened to them. They had some tragic stories, some funny, some... I had to do a lot of research and find out. So one of them, Bob Rubin, was good friends with Warren Thomas. He was a great guy. We talked for 2 hours and I got a lot of great quotes and stories. I learned a lot about the San Francisco comedy scene. I didn't know the 80s. They were like rock stars. A lot of those San Francisco guys never came to LA because they freak out. They, you know, they're the biggest deal in the world in the Bay. And they were more.
They were at the Comedy Zoo.
There were more gigs than comedians in San Francisco in the comedy boom. So, yeah, so I was talking to Bob Rubin. So I had to bother a lot of club owners I interviewed. There was one guy. Now, you know my my Seinfeld episode is based on a real thing where this guy gave me an Armani suit and wanted a meal for it. And so we'd go out, and he goes, I'm just going to have soup. I'm going to save the meal. So one guy, I took him, we went to Nobu, what's it called, in Malibu, and I interviewed him. And he goes, I'll take it easy. I'll just get appetizers. It came to $70. And then we went to Waffle, and he goes, I got more information. So he kept getting meals. So then he...
Fucking throw the towel in for
He kept holding back his information, going, I got another thing to talk about. So then he texted someone who texted Rob Schneider, and I hung out with Rob Schneider at a place we did. I forget
what did he
want to
eat?
Not Bray, some other stupid place.
What did he want to eat?
So then he goes, now I want a real meal at Nobu, not just appetizers, because I set you up. So it was kind of crazy adventure. I'm not selling this at all to the people in the.
That was crazy how you wrote this book. A lot of meals.
God damn.
I had three people, they wouldn't.
How about a recipe?
Three of them paid for me, which were nice.
That was cool.
But I had fun. I didn't eat alone. I would talk to people. I felt like a detective. Like,
how many comedians were on this special with you?
Just six.
Six? And you got stories on all six of them to see what happened?
Yes.
Amazing. I got to read this book.
Yeah, I think you'd like it. It's
I love comedy books about comedians.
Oh,
man.
I think you'd like it. It's old, and it's. I'm not a tech guy, and I know Norm wouldn't be. When I'd be on the road, he goes, "You're the tech guy. Put my Wi-Fi on." Like he didn't know when we'd go to a hotel how to put the thing on. So do you have to put connectors? I'm just kidding. No, I.
That's crazy, man. We all other stuff. I would think that everybody knew.
God damn, dude.
No, he didn't know how to do anything. There's one comic. Dom Herrera, right? He doesn't know how to do what's it called, Uber, and he pays for car service for $80. And I go, Dom, you got to do Uber. He goes, I don't know how. So he's not cheap. He just doesn't know how to do Uber.
Wow.
Got to get somebody back in Philly to teach him, you know?
You know. So, this book has a lot of stories, a lot of people who fucked me over. Some I didn't mention names, some I did.
One example.
One guy, when I was getting ready for my, my Tonight set Show. The night before, the Young Comedian Special, there was a courtesy in the comedy clubs that if someone has a set, before there was a million shows, hey, could Freddie work on his Tonight Show spot, his Young Comedian Special? Could he go up and do it? Remember that at the clubs?
Yeah.
And this guy goes, fuck no. He goes, fuck, yeah, Freddie Stoll, he's a young comedian. That's a joke. Yeah, he's real young. He's an up-and-coming guy.
What a dick.
So he's been doing it for 10 years.
So then, well, I was, okay, but yeah. Richard Lewis was on a Young Comedian Special. He was probably 45 when he did it, yeah. But
he's like 80 now, huh?
So then the guy goes on stage and he continues to mock me. I'm this young guy, right? So I have some stories.
So what happened, bro? He beat his ass away. Did you go up?
I went up after he went up and
talking shit
and emptied the room talking about what a loser I am.
Who is this guy?
He's in a book, bro.
You gotta
buy the Kindle.
And then I go on stage, and I think I did a right. And then this other comedian, I'll tell you who he was with Norm from Canada. They just came from Canada, and he's going, "Are those jokes you're gonna do? I don't like it. You're gonna bomb," and really messing with me, but just really going, "You have those are your weakest jokes," and he was freaking me out, and I didn't Norm. So Norm, what should I do? He goes, "I don't know." So if you want these kind of stories, that's the Kindle single. Are your fans comedy? They're comedy fans, so do you think they'd like this?
Yeah, they bought your book at the show.
Yeah, remember?
I remember.
You got a hernia from carrying the bucks.
I remember, man. You were nice. You were nice. But sometimes when you put merch and you're not the headliner, oh, my God, it's like a flea market. It's like, yep, fucking blocking my spot, and I got elbowed.
He's the first one that ever said it, to be honest, dude, and it's true, though.
I was at Flappers.
At a swap meeting.
And I put some of my books down, and this guy elbowed me, like, kept
Darren
pushing
Carter
me.
Darren Carter was
suspended. It was Darren Carter. No, but Darren Carter will put things anywhere. He'll wait out here, you know, if he did a podcast and think to sell to Aaron.
He did a guest spot by church.
No, he would do 8 minutes at the Hermosa and wait with his things and be dancing when people come out. But no. But yeah,
he has a farm. Come on,
Felipe. I'm surprised you let me do that, being the middle, because a lot of these people, yeah, it's like flea market competition. What the fuck, you buying his book? You know, I'm the headliner. Did you remember you?
They probably got mad when they stayed up. Can you sign the book too?
Well, I don't care, man.
I'll sign anything, man.
No, I got to give Norm credit because he didn't sell merch. But he would sign my book, and then they'd buy it.
That's when
he
got the hernia.
Yes, because Norm signed it.
See how many books were you signing?
Gave me anything,
they were heavy, right, these damn books?
Yeah.
They're hard covers.
I think I got the hernia after San Diego because you're on the train, and I try to put
it
in
luggage. What, you fucking
trying
to carry the train?
Well, you know how you have to lift
it up?
Yeah,
with a belt.
Those things that are above your head? You know, have you taken the train to San Diego?
Yeah, it's fun.
It's fun. It's nice. And
you took the surf line, right?
Yes.
And then you passed by Sacramento and you could see the water.
I remember, I go, this is beautiful. No, I go, shut the fuck up already when it's beautiful. Fuck. You fucking never saw water, for fuck's sake.
But it's beautiful,
it
man.
Is. He goes, this fucking.
I can just imagine telling Lisa, shut the fuck up already. I know it's
He's
beautiful.
He's going, okay, nature boy over here,
he goes, this retard never saw water. The fuck
you
is wrong
You can see the water
him.
Right next to you, man.
Yeah. He goes, this retard never saw water.
Every stop is nice, huh?
It was not. You know, it was fun because then we get out at San Diego and you see all these guys.
A bunch of douchebag college guys walking
around. No, sailors walking around. We felt like
we were
a Turner Classic movie, like coming to the new town and the tailors just got out from the war. And you know what I mean?
Give them a kiss.
You know, everything I'm saying, it was fun working with Norm, except, you know, the getting yelled at parts, you know.
But, where's my car?
Yeah.
Who's this, Pearl?
Yeah.
What's up, fool? Fred Stoller in the house.
Where Hell
can they
yeah.
find your Kindle for
it's,
people?
It's on Amazon, and you don't need people to go, do you need a Nook? No, you just need the Kindle app on your phone, your computer, your iPad, and it's $1.99. It's less money than
how
a latte.
How long is the book?
What?
How long is the book?
It's like 84 pages.
Dude, that's a fucking book.
It's a pamphlet.
It's a real book.
Dude, that's a fucking deal.
It is a
deal.
Book. It's $1.99.
It's a paperback.
You know?
So I want to read it.
With a forward introduction.
I'm bad at selling myself, but I think you'll like it.
Are you going to do an Audible also?
Yeah, I think
with
I
your
am.
Your voice, right?
Well, it's going to be weird because there's David Spade in it. Hey, look at Stoller over here. Yeah, am I going to have to do impressions? yeah, what I have to act out. But I did the Audible for my Seinfeld year about writing on Seinfeld. I had to do Larry David. Oh, you're an idiot. Why don't you, Jerry's not like you. Yeah, I had to do Larry David yelling at me. So if I do like Rob,
you're always David, honest too. That's what's
Dennis
awesome.
Miller. Next up is a guy. No, so
I remember that show, man. I remember David Spade had a funny joke about watching U2
yes.
at a concert. And yeah, man, I was sitting over here and at the loser seat, way over here, and they were yelling out stuff. I don't know what the hell they're yelling. What they're yelling? No war.
He said no more.
No more. No more. And then Rob Schneider had to joke about, dude. He kept saying dude over and over.
Yeah, no. There was Schneider, some other Drake say there.
Oh, man.
Rob Schneider was very funny.
Time Live Books.
Rob Schneider did a thing about the set your clocks back. Doing phone sex and call waiting comes in, you know, oh, my hand's on your butt, beep, I gotta take this. look, see, they have a cover and everything, 5 minutes to kill. See the little logo?
Oh, yeah, there's a logo.
Yeah, and
5 minutes to kill, how the HBO Young Comedian Special changed the lives of 1989's funniest comedian, Kindle Single. I like it.
Comedy history at its finest.
Go yeah. up. Can you go up? Read that. My Seinfeld year, author Fred Stoller returned with a memoir about life and death. In the 1980s and the 1990s, HBO's annual Young Comedian Special was the ultimate launching pad for emerging comics looking to break into the world of show business. The Young Comedian Special produced some of the most recognizable and bankable comedic stars of all time, including Sam Kinison, Bob Saget, Jerry Seinfeld, Judd Apatow. But what about the ones who don't exactly make it? In 5 Minutes to Kill, actor comedian Fred Stoller, the Kindle best-selling author of 2012 My Seinfeld Year, tells the story of Young Comedian Special 1989. He and five other talented, then unknown comics took the stage with the hopes that their 5 minutes set would propel them to the fame and fortune. Some, like David Spade and Robert Schneider, hit it big. Others didn't. They're hanging out with Norm MacDonald. By turns, hilarious and heart-wrenching.
He ended up being Norm MacDonald's assistant.
Wow, this would be an amazing book, man. You this should be a fucking movie.
You should do the audio the way you read that.
Wow, man.
Maybe you could.
You're a fuck. And then your fucking book, the other one, man. Maybe they have your back. That shit is hilarious.
Well, I think. You'll
oh
like
man,
this.
It was. I couldn't stop reading it when you made up those basketball players.
The basketball play. Oh, the my imaginary basketball.
Oh my
league.
God, that was hilarious.
Oh man, it's.
And you trying to get that job at Jack in the Box or Burger King?
My mother goes, yeah, they're waiting for you.
I say that. Me and Lisa say that all the time, man. Lisa had a funny idea. Yeah, they're waiting for you.
They're waiting for you. Oh man,
give it up to Pearl.
How's Slippers doing?
Oh, she's awesome, man. She's happy.
I got a new cat. She's really great.
But you have a cat too, right?
No, I don't have a cat. I used to have a cat a long time ago.
All right.
It's like I let the bugs stay.
You love animals, huh?
Yeah, I do.
Hamburgers.
I wish I could be like you and be a vegan. I just don't have the discipline.
You like baseball, Fred? You don't care, huh?
I lost interest.
How about basketball? Watching the playoffs?
You know, I lost interest, but I'll watch the finals.
Yeah, Lisa loves the finals and the playoffs.
Yeah, I love all basketball, but I never
Yeah, she never has time to watch.
So who's who?
Actually, Lisa, we haven't sat down and watched a game on TV in a while.
So are they in the first round of the playoffs?
Yeah, they're in the first round.
No, I'm saying that in the NBA is the first round.
We don't even know. What's up, Food Pocket, Rodrigo? You have anything to mention besides your Kindle?
Next week, May 3rd, we have Cookie Hole at the Romano's in Riverside, 7:30 p.m. Check out the Yeah Man podcast. I have a new one with the porcelain doll. And shout out to Pearl.
Who did you have this week on your show?
Alfred Robles and Johnny Roque.
How was the show?
It was fantastic. You know what I'm saying? Great as always. Class A show business.
And everybody pays $5?
$5.
That's you good, bro. That's a good, man.
That's decent. That's,
hey, man, when you pay $5, you're going to be like, you're going to buy a beer also, man. Because $5 is $5. You're going to have a good time with $40 by yourself.
Oh, hell yeah, dude.
Man, all these free shows, man, hell no, man. Nobody buys drinks.
Kills the value in that shit, dog.
You do a lot of free shows, friend. You don't do that shit, huh? Where people get in free.
Oh, have you out too one day, dude?
Nah. And not you. What do you mean? Like bringer nights?
Yeah, you're going to do those, huh?
Nah.
Hey, fool. He said, nah. Remember the fool from Pleasanton, fool? That fool tried out that joke. He's like, nah.
Someone just texted me.
And it was Ruben.
45 Wait. Minutes to kill. The fuck?
They're watching on YouTube?
Fucking whirlwind over here. They're not, right? All right.
My TV, my phone on? Sometimes. The people were listening.
Oh, shit.
What's up, fool? If you guys want to watch a good movie on Netflix, I just finished watching a documentary about Mexican wrestlers. It's all based on three Mexican wrestlers, Santos. And this little person wrestler named Mascarita Granada is a little person. And another guy, I forgot his name right now, but him and his son wrestle. It's deep, bro. I didn't know that it's all taken out of opera.
Really?
The place, the way they added it out, because there's a heel and a baby face in America, but in Mexico, it's rudo y técnico. And
wow, dude.
And... I never noticed, but when in Mexican wrestling and regular wrestling is the only sport where you could express pain. Like if that fool's twisting your arm, you go, ah!
It's off the athletic
UFC,
and shit.
Nothing, bro. Baseball, you get hit by a ball, nothing, bro. Nobody shows pain. Maybe that's why wrestling is so popular.
Yeah, dude, it was fucking enormous. I didn't know it was fucking like that, though. But what's it called?
It's called Lucha Libre Elemental. I don't know the name of it, dog.
But it's on Netflix.
It's on Netflix, bro.
Fuck yeah, dude. I'll check that
Just
shit out.
Just look it up, man.
Badasshole?
It's good, man.
Fuck yeah.
It's an hour long.
What you watching on HBO?
I'm watching watching Veep, and I'm watching Silicon Valley.
Silicon Valley. You know, you should
and
get
The Night Of. I saw The Night Of.
My friend Jimmy is on Silicon Valley. You know Jimmy, has he been here? Jimmy Yang.
Oh, that little Asian guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's funny on that show.
Yeah. He's
when he smoked that cigarette, time to celebrate.
There was one really funny thing where they were pitching, and he was from go, what would you say if I told you it's like pitching from a roof down there? I like The Leftovers. Have you seen The Leftovers?
No, I haven't seen them.
Have you seen it? It's pretty good, but
I ate them this morning.
I didn't fall in love with that Reese Witherspoon one. I tried one episode. Everyone's talking about Big Little Lies and stuff. Have you like that, Aaron?
I watched Better Call Saul,
too. Did you try it? You're shaking your head. You felt the same way, not loving it?
Yeah, my wife loved it, but I thought it was lame.
It was just slow.
Yeah, it's just
rich
white people.
He said, nah.
What show, Leftovers?
People love it. No,
Big Little Lies.
Oh, Big Little Lies, no.
It's a bit. Everyone's talking about that one. Did you try The Leftovers, Aaron?
No, I haven't.
I enjoy
it. I love Leftovers.
This morning.
Which one? Oh, I haven't seen.
I don't know. I never yeah.
Really, really?
It's a good show, man. What's it called? Insecure with Issa Rae is good, man.
I have mixed feelings about Better Call Saul.
I watched that show. It's good.
I don't like the law stuff. I'm an idiot. I just want the Breaking Bad guys. I know it's not Breaking Bad, but it's a little
They're
slow.
Coming back.
What's that?
They're coming
There's another
back.
One.
They're coming back.
Like the characters.
Yes,
are,
that's the only part I like.
Yeah.
I saw that... Gustin Fran was talking to two guys with
Yes.
You know what's funny, man, about TV now? Like, when I was a little kid and I would watch the TV, I just finished watching Bionic Woman or I finished watching Dukes of Hazzard, and they show you a preview for next week. They'll actually show you stuff that's gonna be airing next fucking week. Now, you finish watching Better Call Saul or one of the newer shows, they show you a Walking Dead, they show you a preview. And that fucking preview is not even a preview for next week. It's a fucking preview for two seasons from now.
Damn.
I don't know.
Like, they don't show you, they just give you a taste of what's gonna happen in 8 more episodes from now, but they don't tell you, they don't give you a preview that's gonna happen next week. That's what bothered me. Okay, that's my rant.
Okay, and Yelp review.
Yeah, man. Fred Stoller in the house. If you want to watch him on TV, you got to watch Dumb and Dumber.
Oh, you got to put a picture of us up already.
Let's put a picture of us, bro. Okay. What's up, boo? Fred Stoller, you have any shows coming up with Norm MacDonald?
No.
All right.
No, yeah.
Yow.
I'll tell you off thing because I'm... Too many negative
what are you talking about?
Thank you very
about?
Much for everybody who listened tonight. Today's episode is
no,
sponsored by
Norm, not
Dollar Shave Club.
I'll tell you. I'll
Dollar Shave you. Club.
DSC.
What's up, fool?
The Amazon portal, too?
And check out our Amazon portal on the FelipeWorld.com webpage. Thank you very much, Fred Stoller, for
fucking
being
awesome,
here.
Dude.
Always good Bam. To see you.
Give me a little fucking it's, knuckles over here.
He's got to meet Jimmy O. Yang, the two toughest guys.
What are you talking about?
They would fight. No!